Simin Reish Tzadi. The Simin is two Sifim. Shabbos Yash the Meir Brachos for Pairs. How do you mash them the 100 Brachos? A person is Mukhliv to say every day, Chayv Am Lomer Bechoyim, Meir Brachos, 100 Brachos. Now, usually we have for Shemana Esrei, each Shemana Esrei 19 Brachos. Shabbos is only 7 Brachos in Shemana Esrei. So, though we gain from the fact that we have Musaf, ultimately we lose a lot of Brachos from that. So, the Mechaber says, a person should have a lot of Pairs and good foods, and this they can mash them 100 Brachos. Also, Mechaber says, if you smell things that have a nice smell, get a Bracha, Bar Yamina Besam, Atzi Besam, Isfah Besam, etc., you can get Brachos from that as well. Mishnah adds a Friday night. Also, one can have Pairs to mash them for the Meir Brachos. It's not clear if this means towards the Meir Brachos of Shabbos, because it starts by the beginning of the night, or it means towards the Meir Brachos of Friday, because he loses out on Meir Shemana Esrei of 19 Brachos. It only says 7 Brachos by Shemana Esrei, so therefore he has to mash them. Pashtus Mashmoyis probably means that it means towards Shabbos day, and it means that by beginning of Shabbos already begins the Cheshbon of Shabbos for the Meir Brachos. The Ramah says that somebody tends to lay down in the afternoon and sleep, so he should do that on Shabbos as well, because it's Oynik for him, it's part of Oynik Shabbos, that's usually the way he does. But Shemur says he shouldn't sleep too much, because it'll cause B'tah Torah. Even Tamil Chum, who learned the week that they're supposed to relax more on Shabbos, like we'll soon see, definitely they should spend some time learning on Shabbos, this form being from the Zerah Kaddish. There's a mitzvah person in Mechaj Kedusha Torah on Shabbos, and somebody's not a Baruch, he's not capable of it, at least he should learn new things he had not previously learned, rather than just Chazaring, and this way there'll be episode Chiddush from that. Mishabur also says when someone goes to lay down Shabbos afternoon, they should not say, let's go lay down now so we should have koichas du ha-malacha on Matzah Shabbos, because it looks like the sleeping is only for Yom HaSachal for after Shabbos. And the truth is, it could be a halachic issue of Achana as well. Siv Beis. Mechaber says after the morning Suda, the Kaveh HaMedrash, the Tchambes Medrash, and learn the Vim, and Dash and Devi Agada. At that time, it's also for somebody to be Kaveh Suda at that time, because it's going to take away from the Lima HaTorah. Mishnah Berurah brings that the Medrash says that Torah, Kalin Tekash Baruch, and Klaisu comes to Eitzor, everyone's going to run to care of their fields. No one's going to be learning Torah. Torah Matei Aleh. The Ebishta said, I'm Mzavagi with Shabbos. And Shabbos, people don't work, and then they'll come and they'll learn Torah. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Ikar of the learning should be teaching the Rabbim the halachas chukei l'kimas teroisa hilchas Shabbos what's us what's mutar, also draw their hearts in agada in the way that mechazik people in Yer Shemayim brings a yalka and parash v'yakol. Ibish told Moshe Rabbeinu make hilas gedolas and dash in front of the Bram hilchas Shabbos teach klais or iser heter, and also Mishnah Berurah adds in about things that are madrich people in Musar and Ashkofa which are madrich to Yer Shemayim. He says not like people were doing in time of Mishnah Berurah. It seems they were learning, but they weren't learning things they would grow from not in halacha and not in terms of stagging as a yid. This idea of not being Kaveh Suda at the time of the Medrash in Beis Medrash is based on the Gemara. Mishnah Berurah brings that three things, Ba'abatim lose their Nechasim, lose their money. One of them is the Kaveh Suda on Shabbos at the time of the Beis Medrash. It's based on Yerushalmi. L'ninu Shabbos v'yom tev l'Yisrael, Shabbos yom tev not given to Klai Yisrael, only could they last go in Batera. During the week they're busy with their Malacha, they don't have time to learn properly, B'kvias, and now on Shabbos they have the opportunity to learn properly, and therefore it's also for one to turn away from the Batera and make a big Suda on Shabbos at the time they dash in the Beis Medrash, Divrei Teb Rabbim, rather this is earlier or later. There's a Tachachas Megula, Mishnah Berurah says, for those people that take walks on the Shulchan and Rechavis on Shabbos during this time that the learning is going on Bismedish. Even Suda Shabbos and Mitzvah, still it's also then on Spital Torah. Definitely take walks in Mabrisich Batela is also at that time. To eat with Elik via Suda, like regular, like weekday type of meal, that Mishnah Berurah says seems mutter, it's only because Suda is also at that time. Chazal asks Kvi Suda, can it cause Spital Torah? And therefore, one should be careful, definitely not do things that can cause B'tah Torah to Rabbim. Like Mishnah Berurah says, for example, if people who are busy rushing everyone up early Shabbos afternoon, they have to have milch, like a homie chal shudas, and it causes everyone to stop learning that way. Chazal said, Gemara on Shabbos, Rabbi Yasi, Hey, chalk, my chalik should be for the Meshiv B'smedish, for those who get people to learn. Loi mi mamide B'smedish, not for those who end up learning B'smedish. Like Mishnah Berurah, unless not enough time to have milch and have chal shudas properly, could in, to have Vadi should rush up and rush everyone up to have milch and chal shudas properly. And Mishnah Berurah says the drasha should not go overtime to the extent that's going to vavat the people from Shal Shudas. Shal Shudas is also important, like Mitzvah we're going to learn in the next simon. The Ramah says that poilim and baalbatim, working people that are not able to be Isaac properly in Torah during the week, they should be Isaac more in Torah on Shabbos, more so than Tamil Chomim, who are Isaac in Torah the week. Tamil Chomim, on the contrary, they should mamshach lo and oining achilu ishtia, exhaust, take a little break on Shabbos. They must adding with the limba the whole week, and Shabbos they should have more achilu ishtia, and there'll be a break. Mustam will give them kechas to learn more during the week. But as we said, the Mishnah Berurah says, avada they have to learn Shabbos also, they should may not be. Be marbe yes b'day in the shinah b'Shabbos tanug shouldn't come b'the Torah because everyone has to learn Shabbos. If a carrot Shabbos m'sugo for chedusha Torah the mechadish learning, and who can be better than Tamil Chomim who can mechadish chedusha Torah? The service Shor Shavoda says that someone's not capable of learning shmechadish amida toivo on Shabbos. Shabbos m'sugo to mechadish in Torah and in all areas of Yiddishkeit.